For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Monday, January the 27th. This is the last week of January. It seems like we just started the new year, 2014. Got two guests today. Let's start, first of all, with Mike Burden. He's going to talk about the Third Goal International Film Festival. Welcome to Radio Friends, Mike.
Glad to be here.
Good to see you again. Now, this event all starts this week, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Friday night, we have a director that's coming to town, Ashley Tyndall. She'll be hosting a Cat Chat. So it's a director's workshop at Cat TV's studio on the Stevens College campus. So that's Friday at 6 p.m. And then Saturday, it's a day of films and conversations and activities at the MU Student Center.
So can you tell us a little bit about some of the films?
Sure. So we have four great films, three documentaries and one narrative film. Takes you all around the world. The first film is set in Uganda, follows the first openly gay man there and his work fighting against some anti-gay legislation, powerful documentary, award-winning film. Then we go to Guatemala for Garden of Stephen, a little more lighthearted narrative film. It's a kind of a comedy made by a friend of mine who I served in the Peace Corps with, so I'm really excited to bring that here. And then we're doing something new this year. We brought Ashley Tyndall, and she's going to screen a rough cut of her film 27 Months, which follows three Peace Corps volunteers in Azerbaijan, Liberia, and the Philippines. And she's going to share with us some of the footage. She's just finished shooting this film, and she's in the editing process. So she's going to give us a rough cut, and then we're going to dialogue and talk about what how people would like the story to unfold. What would they like to see? And it's from what I've seen.
So the ending isn't there yet.
That's right. Yeah. And then we'll wrap things up in a high-powered way with Mongolian Bling, which is a film, a documentary about hip-hop in Mongolia.
Okay.
And it's wonderful, high energy, great music. And we'll be Skyping with the directors of the other films. And then after each film, we also have a panel of returned Peace Corps volunteers who served in the countries, and then folks from those countries to, you know, just contribute to that dialogue.
Wow. So this is a full schedule.
Yeah, it's a full schedule. Yeah.
If people want to come to this, how do they go about it?
Yeah, so just show up. You don't need tickets. It's free. Saturday,
you don't need to make reservations.
You don't need to make reservations. Saturday's films are at the MU Student Center and Leadership Auditorium.
Starting upstairs. At what time?
1 p.m.
Okay.
And there's a nice break between each film. You know, we try to buffer so we have plenty of time for conversation. We'll have some free international food for sampling. And we also have a photo competition in the mezzanine area as well. And some activities. If people want to learn maybe a dance from another country or play a game, we'll have that set up.
So you've got
well.
Everything. It starts Friday night, this coming Friday night.
That's right.
At what time?
6 p.m.
And then Saturday at 1 o'clock.
That's right.
All right. And I know you also wanted to say thanks to some of your sponsors.
Yeah. I mean, we couldn't do this without our incredible support, both in the community on campus, the Columbia Access Television, Missouri Arts Council, KBIA, KOPN, Mustard Seed, and several University of Missouri partners, including the Chancellor's Diversity Initiative, Office of Service Learning, the Vice Provost for International Programs, MU Libraries, College of Arts and Sciences, Departments of Geography, School of Nursing, Career Center, and the 2014 Black History Month Committee, and the LGBTQ Resource Center.
Well, you just about thanked everybody in Columbia.
Well, we try and make this a collaborative event.
Thank you, Mike. I wish you continued success with this, all right?
Yeah.
And thank you for coming on and visiting with us.
Thanks. Hope to see you there.
All right. Thanks for sharing the information. Now I turn to Leslie Clay, who is with us for the Literacy Action Corps. Good to have you here, Leslie.
Glad to be here.
You were here, what, a couple of years ago?
Yes, I was.
Now, you have events coming up. Is it three or four?
Well, we have training for tutors, people that want to teach people how to speak English, read English, people who don't know how to – native actual Americans who can't read. We'll teach them to read.
How many people are you helping at this point?
I would say probably about 80.
80 people.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a lot of volunteers for
this. We do need volunteers, and we're going to have training for those volunteers.
Now, are there any specific types of people that you are looking for? Do they have to have any specific qualifications? Or just anyone who can speak English and read and write English.
It just needs to be a person who can speak English with an American accent and can read and write English proficiently.
Okay.
And so we have all kinds of people, no special degrees or anything necessary.
Yeah. So if people want to become a part of this, how much time are you expecting them to vote to this project?
Well, they do have to go through tutor training.
Okay, tutor training is how long?
They have to attend three sessions. The first one is February 8th from 9 to 1 p.m.
Okay, that's next week.
And then February 15th, the week after that, from 9 to 1, and February 22nd from 9 to 1.
So you just have to go to one training.
You have to go to all three.
Okay.
Yes,
so you go to all three. Mm-hmm. And then once you've completed the tutor training, how much time are you expecting people to spend with?
About an hour a week with the person that you're training. No, it isn't.
And if they want, they can spend more time.
Oh, certainly.
Okay. How do they go about signing up for this?
Okay. They can call our phone number and leave a message on our phone. It's 442-4280. Mm-hmm. Or they can email us at laccolumbia@yahoo.com.
So you're looking for about 80 people.
Well, we're looking for as many people as we can. We already have about 80 volunteers.
Oh, you've got 80 volunteers.
Already, but we need more because there's a need out there for people who need help.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So it sounds like it can be very enriching to the person who volunteers because, first of all, you're going to make a new friend.
Yes.
You're going to make a new friend. You're going to pick up some information about a culture that maybe you're not familiar
Absolutely.
With.
Absolutely.
And you find that people all over the world, even though we are different, we are all the same.
Yes. You learn to appreciate other people and other cultures and to appreciate the difficulties. If you're teaching some American how to read and write, you appreciate the difficulties that they
yeah.
live through.
What do you say to somebody listening and they're thinking, I would like to volunteer, but I just don't know if I'm going to be a very good teacher. I don't know if I've got the know-how or the patience to be a teacher.
I'm not really a teacher, but and my training is not in teaching. I was never in education. But all you have to do is like people.
Okay, and it will start to come naturally.
It will come naturally,
okay.
Certainly.
All right. Leslie, thank you so much for coming by. Again, give the people the telephone number to call.
All right, it's 442-4280.
Okay, if you want to volunteer. And then there are three sessions that you go to.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Did you want to say something else, Mike?
Just the website for more information.
Okay, your website?
morpcv.org.
Okay, that's for the third goal, International Film Festival, starting on Friday. Saturday.
Right.
Got it. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, League of Women Voters and Black History Month. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, audio, Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Casey Morrell. Think of the mushrooms. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.